The meetings in Sweden. Here the Swedish conference was to hold its annual session from Wednesday, June 23rd, to Monday, June 28th, preceded by a week-long meeting for kolporters and ministers. It was in the midst of this workers' meeting that Ellen White began her ministry on Sabbath, June 19th, with an afternoon service in the commodious rented hall. Her address was followed by a social meeting, and the testimonies Bourne led her at the conference, and later in her diary, to declare. We could but say, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. The brethren in Sweden have the very same experience as our brethren in America. This was a good meeting. Following the rather dismal achievements of the literature ministry up to the time of the European Missionary Council in September, 1885, and encouraged at that meeting by Ellen White's message that kolporter work could succeed, J. G. Madison had called a three-month kolporter institute in Stockholm, where thorough training was given. This had resulted in gratifying success for the kolporters. The 1886 Workers' Institute at Örebro was a refresher course. On the occasion of this visit, a good hall that could seat 300 was secured. Ellen White's meeting on Sunday afternoon was well advertised. When she came to the hall, she found it crowded, with many standing. She had to press her way through to the speaker's stand. 100 were turned away for lack of room. She enjoyed freedom in speaking, and the crowd listened with excellent attention. The workers' meeting would close on Wednesday. As she spoke at the morning devotional, her topic was Go Forward, and she stressed the need of broader plans. What a work is before us! Forward, brethren, forward, and not one step backward. Bear in mind that you are being led by the Lord Jesus. There is a large amount of latent energy lying dormant. If you purify your souls by obeying the truth, you will be directed and led by the Lord Jesus. You will be properly directed, and you can be laborers together with God as you train your capabilities in faith. Your mind will unfold under the influence of the Holy Spirit's guidance.